growth is beyond our current understanding, our current functionality. So as we will receive, they're showing me the Ace of Cups. So it's like drinking from the Holy Grail. So as we will receive our divine compensation, as we will receive our divine offering, our divine dispensation, our divine claiming, that we are allowing ourselves to broadcast our truest claim, our truest reality. So we want to remember that which we're achieving in the outer is really just symbolic of that which we've come to aspire to, that which we've come to possess within our inner framework, within our inner structures. So the more that we allow ourselves to claim, the more we allow ourselves to achieve. When they're saying achieve, again, it's not what we're doing in the outer, though we shall, though we will. It's what we're understanding. Now, if we could ask everybody who's listening, perhaps to mute their side so we don't get feedback, that would be very, very helpful. I may try to do that, just instantly put everyone into mute. So Helen, if you can mute your side, please. All right, Miss Helen.
It's muted, I'm sorry. I just unmuted.
Okay, it's not showing mute on my side, but nevertheless, because I wouldn't hear you if it was muted. That's how I know. That's okay. We had a couple of people mute, so hopefully we'll be okay. All right, one moment. Let's return. Okay, so again, we're moving into our, they're saying like our central column. So allow yourself to receive the gift of true understanding. Allow yourself to receive the gift of true orchestration. So again, it's not what's going to be tumbling out in the outer realm, is that we're introducing to the outer realm. We're sequencing and bringing forth our select gifts, our select treasures, our select understandings. And then as we attune to it in abundance. Now, this is a very important word, because we have been so systematically indoctrinated in terms of limitation, in terms of separation, in terms of only so much to go around. Well, here's your quota, here's your loaf of bread, here's your fish, that's all you get. That it takes a little bit of convincing for us to open up our heart in true measure. Elena, if you can mute your side, that would be very helpful to us so we don't get a feedback. So that we can open up to our true understanding, our true provision. So what we want to remember is just to remember, like imagine that there's a funnel. And so the funnel is bringing forth our delights. It's bringing forth our treasures. It's bringing forth our greatest claim. And when I look at that funnel, I see like it's all knotted up, it's twisting. But here's the good news, it's actually not knotted. Let me correct myself. It's almost like when you wring a shirt out with water or whatever, a towel. So it's like twisted, but it's not a knot actually, it's twisted. So what we're learning to do is to permit full exposure, full discovery. So when I say full exposure, it's like whoosh. Just imagine like a waterfall, nothing impeding it, nothing blocking it. It's just like Niagara Falls. I mean, it's just going and going and going. So the more that we can relax into this dutiful applause, in other words, we're not waiting for our boss, we're not waiting for circumstances, we're not waiting for the president. We're teaching ourselves our own importance, our own loveliness, our own gifting. Because remember, all of that institutional claim that we experience, it's just showing us where we believed in the fallacy, where we believed in impoverishment, where we believed in being powerless. So we experience it. So they're saying, ta-da, ta-da, like a magic trick. That as we go back within, it's like a magician, like, okay, first trick was done. And it's sort of like going back within your bag and saying, what else can I pull out? What else is in my bag of goodies? So this is what you want to feel. It's like to feel the richness within, to feel the holy consent within, because you're consenting to your own discovery. You're consenting to your own privilege. You're consenting to your own truth. So this is where you come to admire the beloved within. So this takes a little bit of convincing, if you will, because you're opening up to further instruction. So this is beyond what we've already achieved. So just imagine you realize, like, you open up a package, you got a package, you open it up, and it's like, wait a minute, I think there's something more in that package. It looks like I didn't finish opening it up. So that's the exact imagery that is equated to our present circumstances. We're opening up to more of our spiritual inheritance. So more of ourselves, more of our gifting, more of our treasures. So as you will entitle yourself, realizing, I came to serve my I Am presence, my higher self, my divine counterpart, God, goddess, plug in your name. But I came to serve a higher purpose, a higher destiny, a higher truth. So as we offer ourselves to that holy remembrance, we entitle ourselves, because remember, we're serving the greater, we're entitled to the greater, like equals like. So this gives us full permission to proceed. So as we will receive our affordability, so what I love is when I receive us in whole, because on the one hand, we're each offering our remembrance. On the other hand, as great as a helping, we each understand ourselves to expect, that in turn is enabling your neighbor. It's enabling the next one. In other words, it's like the opposite of the weakest link. Our greatest strength is caring all. So as we each coincide with our loveliness, as we each expect greater pronouncement, we offer that. It's sort of like the signaling, you know, like a light switch or the game of telephone, where that light, just imagine that light being received by all. Now this is very powerful, so that you understand, that we each understand, as we light up, that's how we heal the world. Because we offer that remembrance, we offer that signaling to all that approach near and far. So near and far may be your cousin, near and far may be your next door neighbor, near and far may be someone in France that you have a kinship to, that as you signal your readiness, they respond to it in France. Remember, no separation. So wherever we have an allegiance, whenever we have a harmony with, if someone's ready to advance, they will pick up our signal. Remember, it's not really ours, it's the whole. So what we offer to ourselves, we're claiming for the unity, for the all, for the oneness. So this is very, very essential that we understand what we're claiming in each moment. Every time we overcome an impasse, we overcome a fear, we accept our light, we're doing for the entire earth plane. We're doing for the arrival. We're doing for the grand arrival. So as we will receive, so again, now they're showing me Nine of Pentacles. So this is someone that's like, understands abundance. Abundance in all forms. It may be abundance in healing some old fears. It may be abundance in demonstrating wealth unlimited, let me show you. Health unlimited, let me show you. Powers unlimited, let me show you. So remember, each of us have a different demonstration. It wouldn't serve all of us to be demonstrating from the same platform. So all demonstrations are required. This is very essential. Some of you are still comparing. Well, look at my colleague. They just published. They just did whatever. So what it's doing is reminding you that your gifts are waiting. Your gifts are waiting. So instead of seeing it like, oh my gosh, someone's ahead, it's someone's mirroring to me my establishment, my excellence, my agreement. It's a reminder. It's a reminder. So as we bring ourselves in full possession, that means we show up. We don't deny any aspect of self. We show up. We arrive. We carry the torch. We carry the flame. So the energy is coming through. It's like, it's almost hard to keep talking the words because I'm just receiving us outside of form, receiving us outside of the earth plane. Now, the reason I am is that's where we truly exist. This is very essential that we come into that prosperity arrangement, agreement, in realizing we exist in form and also beyond the earth. Because as we will establish our recommendation, as we will establish our true understanding of self, guess what happens? We grow exponentially because we understand we are united in the Sacred Heart. So this is where we're tapping into universal truth, universal consensus. And this is where we've been all along, but we're coming into further agreement. So it's agreeing to your holy consent, agreeing to your holy pronouncement. So as we will receive these energies, as we will receive these offerings, they're coming to equate, coming to meet, coming to establish our new frame of reference. So to treat yourself as the multidimensional understanding of self, to treat yourself in that master understanding. So the reason we're called to master teachings, by the way, is to remember our true master intent. So we're here mastering consciousness. We're here bringing us into full prosperity because this is what we came to do. This is what we came to do. So they're correcting me. When I said came to do, it's more so of came to like exist as. So it's not what we're doing, it's the energy, it's the broadcast. So this is like a master sitting on a mountaintop. He's not doing a lot and he's changing consciousness for one at all. Now that doesn't mean that we don't have specific tasks, we do. But again, it's always gonna be, they're saying the flyby. So it's gonna be the vibrational offering, the vibrational consent. Now that's actually what's gonna open up your next chamber is when you consent in terms of your initiatic performance record, in English, your frequency. It's your frequency that opens that next lock, that opens the next opportunity. So as we will receive in faith, as we will receive in true remembrance, we do so in solidarity of our homecoming. So if we could understand that this is what we claimed, I'm going to use the words long ago, but again, it's we're syncing with who we are in and out of time, in other dimensional realities, in other timelines. So we're drawing from all of these provisions. So remember, we talked about the importance of extending our right for privilege, extending our right for abundance, because this is what's going to permit us to receive in true formation. In other words, not just a little bit, all, because this is the whole point. We're activating our true selves, our true remembrance. So as we will allow and coincide with this gifting, we bring all of ourselves to our higher altar. So this is all of it. All the parts you love, all the parts, still can't figure out what to do with this part here. And I see someone like picking up, like the way you pick up a piece of smelly laundry or something. So this is the point. We bring it all. We bring it all to the altar of our heart, all to our higher heart. And as we do so, we experience transformation. In other words, the answer keys have now been given. Now we're going to come, it's going to come through in exact measure. In other words, exactly in the steps that are ordered by your higher self. But the more you understand that the last step is already written, it's already there. You want to tap into that now, realizing like the orders have already been laid out. The steps, the procedure, the process. Now the homecoming meaning is in that first step, that last step, it's like the alpha and omega, like the first step, the last step is already there. You're not hoping, you're not praying, you're not wishing, you're not begging. It's already there. They're asking us to receive it. So what you're doing is feeling yourself where you seem to be and feeling yourself at the grand conclusion. Simultaneously, you're all of it. You're all of it in this now moment. The reason is that brings it to you faster. In our language, in our terminology, because you're agreeing to it. You're agreeing to it, you're expecting it. But not expecting it like demanding, it's more of a self-assurance, as if like that was the whole plan from long ago, from day one. From day one, you saw your last step. Receive now.